Okay, this file essentially will result in you being feminized by a shower bot the next time you take a shower. It will come out and do some things to you, and you will discover that you have been transformed. It will last for about a day, and that is pretty much what it does.
Okay, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here, and even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice, just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing, though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, and that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening, and because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down. Down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words, listening to my words, and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice, nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, You will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed.
And now that you are so completely relaxed, I want you to picture something, to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you are getting into the shower. You turn on the water, and everything is completely and utterly normal. But as the water begins to hit your body, you hear metallic sound, a little bit like gears moving. And as you hear that sound, you find that 2 metallic cuffs have shot out from the wall, grabbing both of your hands, both of them, and pulling them behind you, behind your back. That's right. Feel it in your mind right now. 2 metal cuffs attached to each hand, a wire between them, and the wire just simply begins pulling tighter and tighter, drawing your hands together behind your back as close as they can get together. Then imagine additional metal arms snaking out from the walls, snaking out and grabbing your neck, your ankles, and your thighs. Picture these metal arms like the arms of robots. They reach out, and they grab you, and they force you to your knees with your legs spread open.
And as you open your mouth to scream in shock, you find that another metal arm shoots out from the wall, clamping your mouth open, and in a moment, a huge dildo protrudes from the wall, aimed straight at your mouth, and no matter how hard you struggle, no matter how hard you try to turn, it reaches all the way to your mouth, and then it starts pumping in and out, and as it pumps in and out, it starts squirting a thick fluid into your mouth, almost like semen but thicker and with a different taste. A different, strange taste, and this goes on for 5 long minutes. 5 long minutes of this dildo pumping into your mouth, and this strange fluid entering your mouth and going down your throat. And at the end of those 5 minutes, the dildo pulls out, and you discover that no matter what you do, you have no voice. You can't scream, you can barely squeak. Something has happened to your voice box and you can't control it. You can't speak at all. And then, with the dildo removed, you find these same metal hands massaging, covering your entire body with a gel. A gel that seems to burn and sting a little, has a very heavy chemical smell to it, and wherever the gel touches your skin, you find that your body ends up quite numb. It stings for a moment, then it feels kind of numb, and then as the water from the shower washes over your body, it washes away all of the chemical and all of your body hair, all of it, everything from your face down, any facial hair you might have, anything on your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your stomach, your back, your legs, even your crotch. Yes, that's right. Even your pubic hair washes out and goes flowing down the drain. Then those same robot arms begin applying a gel to your chest. It's not the same gel. It has a different smell to it, a different feel to it. It is thicker, stronger. You can't see what's going on because your head is still being held in place, but you can feel them. You can feel them as they massage this into your chest. And then you find that as you stare straight ahead, something has been pressed against your chest. A huge weight seems to be there now, a huge, heavy weight that you hadn't had there before. That's right, but you still can't see it because your face is locked straight ahead. And then a new feeling happens. You can feel an arm reaching out where your crotch is. You feel it there. You feel metal hands moving around your groin, moving around your stomach. It almost feels as if you are being measured. And then, moments later, you hear a loud click as a chastity belt is clamped around your cock and balls. Finally, another hand moves to your head and your scalp and begins massaging into your scalp a very sweet-smelling and fragrant formula. You can hear it. You can feel it, your scalp being massaged. And as your scalp is massaged, you can literally feel your hair being stretched out, pulled longer and longer as it gets pulled down your back all the way to the middle of your back. It's sweet-smelling and fragrant. and completely different than anything you would ever apply to your own hair. Then, all of the arms leave except for the ones holding you in place. And finally, you feel something. Something being pressed. Pressed against your ass. You can actually feel the plug, hard and metal as it slides up your ass, forced inside of you, actually making you yelp in surprise and a little bit of pain as it shoves inside of you. And as you yelp, you realize that the voice you are using is not your own, not your own at all. No, instead is a very feminine voice. It is, in fact, a completely feminine voice. That's right. Your voice has been forced from male to female by the chemicals flowing down your throat. You have no idea how long this is going to last, or even how it started. But now, all of the arms release you, and you have a chance to inspect your new body. You know, somehow, that if you need to use a restroom, that the plug will find a way out of yourself. That if you need to pee, you will have to sit down. But when you do, the chastity belt will slide off, allowing you to finish the job, so long as you remain sitting. If you try to stand up, it clamps back on with all of its force. There's something very mechanical and robotic about this, but you cannot control it, and there is no way to remove it. It stays with you all day long. All day long, you remain this way. You find that your mind is riddled with feminine desires, that you find that you want and need feminine clothing. You find that your hormones are driving you to lust after men, wanting them, wanting their woman's clothes, wanting to be more feminine. These desires stay with you all day long. And then, when you go to bed that night, you find that by morning, everything has been removed and you are back to the way you were, and that the only lingering effects from what has happened is that you still have some lingering feminine desires, and these last for a few days after the physical effects are gone. I know that this was a lot to imagine, a lot to picture in your mind, but this is what is going to happen. That's right, all of it. The clamps, the gel, the loss of hair, the chastity belt, the breasts. By the way, when you look at them, they're about a nice, good C size, and they're very attractive, and you can't even see how they're attached to your body. That's right. You can look at them and touch them once the shower bot is done with you. Until then, they don't exist, and they won't exist when you wake back up from this file, but the next time you shower, you will experience everything, everything that was described here. You will spend your day feminized by these shower bots, forced to look like a woman, forced to feel like a woman all day long. You will have no control over it. You will not be able to stop it. It will just simply happen, and there will be no way to resist it. It is going to happen the next time you shower. Right now, it's going to fade from your mind as just a simple memory. But the next time you shower, it will happen. All of it. You will be feminized by the shower bot, and you will remain that way until you go to bed that night. That is simply what is going to happen. You chose to listen to this file and allow these things to happen, and they are, and that is simply the way it is. So, now you will begin to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five with no memory of what was in the file. No memory at all, only the knowledge that you listened. and the anticipation of what may happen when you shower. So, let us begin. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.